This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
You're currently plugged into the Restoring Word of God, and we're having an amazing time just in the presence of the Lord, just being able to tap into what the Lord wants us to be in this season, just being able to hear and learn from what God wants us to be able to hear, because there are so many things and so many distractions in life that we might miss what God has in store for us. But I'm so blessed and I'm so grateful to have you in my company this morning. Last week I spoke greatly about things in life that you need to manage. And by things I mean you have to have the ability to manage certain objects over your life. And for you to be able to make sure that you get a hold of them and you govern them, or they will have the potential of governing you. Three things that I spoke about that you need to grab a hold of. The first one was power. Second one was sex. The third one was jealousy. You see, many people who have caused the most deadliest and most earth-shaking wars in history were driven by one, if not all, of those things. This week, I want to speak to you about thoughts that you must manage in life. Thoughts that, if not governed, could potentially be the end of you. You see, the Bible encourages us and it says, as someone thinks within themselves, so is he. You can find that on Proverbs 23 verses 7. In fact, the Bible advises us to say, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is adorable, if anything is excellence or praiseworthy, think about these things. That's in Philippians 4 verses 8. Few thoughts that require you to always be on guard. And if you do not know what they are and do not know how to govern them, you could potentially be in danger. The first thought I want you to manage is manage the thought that suggests that maybe God is blessing the wrong people. I'll repeat that. This thought says that maybe God is blessing the wrong people. You've probably been saved for 20 years now, but still, when you look at your finances, when you look at where you are, it does not reflect it. Maybe you've been paying your tithes and believing God for a new job and for promotion, but people who have never even seen the door of a church or ever been committed to God and His work, they are buying everything big. I mean, they're buying big cars, big houses, and they've never paid their tithes and their offerings. You, on the other hand, who have been loyal and have been honest with your earnings, you still live with your parents and you drive that car that that your great-grandfather used to drive, and to this day, you are still wondering, when will your breakthrough come? Maybe you've been saving yourself for your husband and you've never even kissed a man, but the girl next door who is known by the village is on her second marriage. You don't even have a boyfriend. What do you do when thoughts enter your mind that make you think that maybe God is blessing the wrong people? What do you do when people around you seem to be prospering, seem to be doing great things, and you still stuck where God has placed you? The second thought I want you to manage this morning is the thought that suggests that maybe you deserve what others have more than the person who has got it. You see, God is just. You see, He causes the sun to rise on the evil and on the good. He sends rain to the righteous and the unrighteous. You see, God is just and He's gentle and is well aware of what is going on. Matter of fact, God carries each and every one of us in His hand, and He is very clear on the plan that He has for us and the plan He has for everyone under the sun. This is God. He knows what you are going through. He knows the pain that you are suffering from. You see, God will never serve you someone else's dinner on your table. He will never do that. You see, the Bible says, God prepareth the table before me in the presence of my enemy. Before me, before you, not someone else. You see, God anoints your head with oil so that your cup may overflow. He will never give you what you don't deserve, child of God. See, jealousy is so dangerous. Some people call the act of jealousy, people who are hating on them. They call them fakers, phonies, and posers. But you see, the real definition of jealousy is a feeling of unhappiness and anger because someone else has something that you want. What do you want, child of God? When do you even know that you are dealing with the spirit of jealousy? How do you protect yourself from falling victim to becoming a hater or a poser or a phony? How do you even know that you're dealing with jealousy? You see, Jesus challenges people to change their thinking. Because regardless of how many times you may read the Bible, regardless of how many times you may go to church, regardless of how many good deeds you may have, if you do not manage your thoughts and don't manage how you deal with jealousy, you will inevitably be adding your own biases and labels to the word of God. You see, jealousy is so toxic that brothers are killing each other. Husband and wives are fighting in households, trying to govern and hold and get a hold of this thing that is just fighting them. And if you have no control over it, child of God, not only will it drive you crazy, but it will drive you to a space you never thought you would have. I have heard so many stories and so many people who have shared with me their stories. So many emails I've received. And one of them that really touched me is the one that I'm going to read for you this morning. It is so dangerous and it's so real that someone could be so jealous of you, but they have a little more than what you have. But what do you do? What do you do when you love someone so much and they distance themselves just because you are working and you are living in the will of God? How do you deal with jealousy? How do you manage jealousy? I'm going to be sharing with you my nuggets this morning. You don't want to miss out because this is truly the word for this season. And it's just for you. This morning we are engaged in the restoring word of God, and today's word comes from Jeremiah 12 verses 1 to 3. The series is called Green-Eyed Monster. I'm talking about jealousy. I'm talking about the feeling you get when someone else is succeeding and your things are falling apart. I'm talking about the feeling that you get when someone else is being promoted who really doesn't look like they're doing what they should be doing, and you who has been putting in the time and putting in the effort still remaining exactly where you are. How do you deal with jealousy? Is jealousy something that you're struggling with? Well, I'm glad you tuned in this morning, because I'm going to be helping you through it out. I'm going to be helping you through every single thought. And how do you manage jealousy? We engage in the restoring word of God. And this morning, I'm so encouraged. I'm so fulfilled to have you in my company, wherever you might be. You might be driving, you could still be at home preparing that Sunday lunch, or you could already be on your way to church. Thank you so very much for choosing me, because every single day of my life I will always choose you. Today's word comes from Jude 12 verses 1, and it reads as follows. You are righteous, Lord, when I bring a case before you, yet I will speak with you about your justice. Why does the way of the wicked prosper? Why do all the faithless live at ease? You have planted them, and they have taken root. They grow and bear fruit. You are always on their lips, but far from their hearts. Yet You know me, Lord. You see me and test my thoughts about you. Drag them off like sheep to the butchered. Set them apart for the day of the slaughter. Father, I thank you for your restoring word. Father, I thank you that you are God, and in your word, Father, we find you. Father, I thank you that this word will restore us, will strengthen us, and give us perspective. In the mighty name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. You see, the thing about jealousy is that it is not only an earthly thing. It's not something that people who perhaps don't know God are struggling with. It also happens within the church. It also happens between people who know God, people who have walked with God, people who have seen the hand of God, people who have been restored and healed by God, but still it takes place. You even struggle to celebrate your friends when they receive promotions. You struggle to celebrate people who are buying new cars and maybe moving into new homes. You're struggling to celebrate those who have been healed because maybe you are still sick. You struggle to celebrate your own son, your own son who is being successful in life. You struggle simply because of jealousy. Do you really think that every good thing and everything that is under the sun must come to you? Do you honestly believe that all the things in this world that are good and that are right must only come to you? What would then happen to the rest of us? What would then happen to the rest of the children of God? You see, the thing about jealousy is that it enters you through the people that are most closest to you. People that perhaps you've walked with, you've been with him, you've seen how he works, and now he's being promoted and you are being left behind. How do you deal with jealousy? What makes you different from that who has killed his own brother because of jealousy? You could be jealous of your wife who has simply just been promoted to a new space at work. Jealous of your husband because now it seems as if things are coming right. How are you dealing with this green-eyed monster? How are you dealing with your jealousy? I have so many thoughts and so many nuggets I want to share with you this morning that I'm so grateful that you've opened up your heart. The first cure to realizing that you have a problem is actually admitting that you are struggling with jealousy. And if this is you, then I advise you to stay very close to your radio. For the next couple of hours, I'm going to be sharing with you and hoping that you get restored from this green-eyed monster called jealousy. You are currently plugged in to the restoring word of God with myself, Mpo Magwabeni Ndikoliwanga Manda Chipingeche Bampachone Notungadzima Bondebe, so we can be able to hear exactly what it is that the Lord our Savior has in store for us. The series we are busy with is called Green Eyed Monster. You see, for many Christians, I believe that we struggle with this issue of jealousy. We struggle with it, but it's so difficult to speak about because it is not one commonly spoken about. But in today's word in Jeremiah 12, we hear him speaking to God, and he said, God, but I've seen you being just in all the other cases which you have judged, but on this particular one, I must say to you, I'm not sure about this one. He speaks to God and he says, why do the wicked prosper? Why are the faithless living in ease? He questions God and he says, but why is this happening? And why do you constantly allow it to happen? And as God, is this right? Have you ever asked God such a question in your life? Where your brother is doing better than what you are and he's way younger than you. Where your sister is doing big and great things and you have had an advantage of over 10 years. Have you ever asked God, why is this happening? And when you look at their lives, it seems as if they're not walking with God. Have you ever asked God such a personal question to say, but why is it seeming as if you are not being fair? Well, Well, many of us deal with this issue. In this technological world, this complex world where we can send SMSs across the world, we still deal with such small issues as jealousy. You see, but the Bible says it so clearly. It says, above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. You see, when it talks about the heart in this instance, it's also talking about the mind. For whatever you think, so shall it be. You see, everyone says that. There's a very special guy, actually. He spoke to me once and he says to me, before you commit a sin, you commit it twice. Once in your mind and the second through the act in which you will act out whatever you have thought out. It is far easier for you to live out a life of peace if you constantly have thoughts of peace. But once you start thinking about jealousy, you will start to retract from people you should be close to. You will start to curse people who you should bless, and people who should bless you begin to curse you because your actions become that of a hater. There are so many different temptations that enter the mind, and one of them that can dwell in your mind for a very long time is jealousy. And if you do not curb and watch your thoughts, if you do not let every thought be examined by God, and if you do not allow every thought to be rebuked by God, you will be subjected to being a person of jealousy. A few nuggets that I'm going to share with you this morning. Just a few nuggets and I'm going to be out of your head. You see, the first nugget I want to share with you is, do not curse your blessing because you are too busy worrying about someone else's blessing. Let me repeat that. Do not curse your blessings because you are too busy worried about someone else's blessing. The biggest mistake we make as people is thinking that someone else's time will be exactly the same as yours. I mean, even if we put two watches next to each other, yours and mine, they will not tell the same time. Then why do you think that your breakthrough will also be the same time as mine? And if mine comes first, then what is wrong? Be happy that God has blessed you, meaning that God is aware and God is able to do great and mighty things. Stop being so busy worrying about someone else who's being blessed and focus on what God is doing for you and is about to do for you. Second nugget I'm going to share with you is if someone is jealous of you, then you're probably doing the right thing. I'm going to repeat that. If someone is jealous of you, then you are probably doing the right thing. And if you are doing the right thing, child of God, then keep on moving. If you're doing the right thing, child of God, then keep going. Keep getting closer to your dream. Keep on pushing. Keep on being who you are, because God is watching you and God is guiding you. God has a hedge around your life. If someone else is being jealous of you, all you can do is say, God's timing is perfect. And you will be next. You will be next. Keep getting closer, because there is no one in this world who would be jealous of you if you were sick and in bed. No one would be jealous of you if you are struggling with addiction. No one would be jealous of you if you've just recently had a car crash and your car has been written off. No one would be jealous of you if you had recently had to bury someone who was close to you. So keep moving, child of God. They are jealous because you are stepping into who God has called you to be, into the fullness of what God wants you to become. And come hell or high water, child of God, get closer to what God wants you to be. Show up, dress up, and be the best that you can be. And for you who is struggling with jealousy, you are merely telling God that I don't trust you. Because how can you be jealous if God has blessed your neighbor? Be happy that at least God is in the neighborhood, meaning that you might just be next. You might just be next. And I want to say a special prayer for you, because this happens in all stages and all ages of life, that you find yourself being jealous unnecessarily so. And being jealous can delay you because you focus on someone else instead of focusing on yourself. Father God, I bless you, O God. Father, I praise you, O God. Father, you are a God of strength, a God who restores, Father. Father, for that individual who is struggling with jealousy, O God, Father, may you touch them right now. For that individual who's about to give up and let it all go because they don't have the support of their family because of jealousy, Father, may you strengthen them. For that husband who is struggling to come to terms with the fact that his wife is earning more and has been promoted and jealousy has entered his heart, Father, may you be with him, O God. In the mighty name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. And if you need prayer, if you need me to join my faith with yours, won't you get in touch with me on 082-654-2446 as we watch our Lord and Savior do great and mighty things. Get in touch with me. This morning, I really want to connect my faith with yours. I want you and I to invite God into our lives. Invite God into every circumstance and situation which we are faced, because we are living in very trying times. I want you to open up your heart and let God restore you. I want this morning you and I to take this very, very seriously. There is a new wave coming upon us, and we need to gather as believers, as Christians, to be able to say, Father, we trust you. Father, we know you can do it. I've got a very progressive listener on the line. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm very, very well. Thank you so much for being with me this morning for the last couple of hours. I really do appreciate it.
It's a pleasure.
I got your message, Anonymous, and I wanna take time with this one specifically, because it is one that is very, very sensitive, but also very, very, very testing in these times that we are living in. Your message goes as follows. Good morning, my pastor. I would like you to join your faith with mine as I pray for the addiction that I'm currently having. I'm struggling with masturbation since from last year, and I really want to quit. This is your message, right?
Yes.
First of all, child of God, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for number one, being honest with yourself. Number two, for bringing God into your situation. That's what I want to thank you for. I want to thank you because you're not the only one who is dealing with these circumstances and situations. You're not the only one who the spirit of masturbation has sort of gotten a hold of. But I can tell you this morning that the power that is in the word of God, the power that God has, the power that God is going to release into your life that will break this bondage of masturbation is so powerful and yet so thrilling that it will shake your entire life. I want to encourage you and say, this that you are going through is something that many men suffer with. And I'm not talking about just men who are not married or men who are single, men who are going through this. And why it is happening specifically to us men is because the man is the carrier of a seed. So you have a seed within you, a seed that has life, a seed that gives life. And the enemy is trying to get you to abort it before it manifests itself. That's why that spirit is so powerful. And I want you to understand that what is within you is more powerful than you can ever imagine. Child of God, I want to pray with you this morning. May this chain of masturbation, may this thoughts of masturbation, may this lifestyle that currently has consumed you, may it depart from you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. May the Father who is in heaven, may God come and dwell within you, within the temple which he has created within you, and may all the evil that the enemy has tried to plant, may it be uprooted right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, because only God can save us and clear us. In the mighty name of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I speak healing into your life. I speak prosperity into your life. I speak protection into your life. May God continue to walk with you in every journey that you will go on. May he heal you from this. In the mighty name amen. Of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. My brother, whenever you feel the edge or you begin to have those thoughts, I encourage you to rebuke them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That's all you got to do. Just rebuke them. Say, Satan, I rebuke you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Say, Satan, you do not have a hold of my body in the blood of Jesus Christ. Continue to confess until this is behind you.
Amen.
I'm proud of you.
I'm also proud of myself because I was keeping this to myself for such a long time. So I just saw that. Let me just write to you so that we can connect our faith. Maybe something can happen. I believe in prayer also. I've been praying for a couple of years. So, you know.
Child of God, you are free. And whoever is free in God is free indeed. You are free of this. May you walk in the glory that God has covered you with. Thank you so very much for connecting with me.
Amen. Thank you very much also for praying for me.
Have a blessed Sunday.
You too.
There are so many things that men struggle with and we don't talk about, and there's no one to talk too about the situations that when you are really faced with the hardest times, who do you tell? But I want to thank you for connecting with me every single Sunday. And even if I'm not on air and you pray, know that I am praying with you and I'm trusting God for you. Still to come, I will sing worship. Send me your voice note letting me know what it is you want me to join my faith with you on. God can do it for you. He's done it for me. Thank you so much for all the messages that I'm receiving. Thank you so much for all the emails that I'm getting. You can also send yours at magwabeni@capricornfm.co.za. Alternatively, on all social media platforms, I am Mpo Magwabeni, and I'm so eager to join my faith with yours this morning because I believe that truly God can do great and mighty things. I got a few voice notes I want to share with you this morning, and here's one.
Hi, abuti Mpho Magwabeni. Ya ke tla mo go wena ke gopela dithapelo abuti. Ke khosi ke a ruga mo founung. Ke ruga ga botlhoko. Ene ke ruga ke ngwanyana. Wa tse ngwanyana o na tshwantse a sa nroge. Khosi mona wa gae wa mchithela ka nna. Nane ke sa tsebe hore monna wa gagwe o na le yena. Nen ke bile ka mdumela hore ka mrata. He ke gare ke tsamaya ke gare ke itjela pelo le yena. Ka find out hore monna o tshitela msadi ka baka la hore msadu wa mshapa. Wa abuser. O abuser abuti. So go botlhoko o ratana le motho. Wa ile motho. O tshaba o tswa mo go relationship ye ya gore wa shapiwa ne ke sa tsebe, then go gona a ile a mputsa abuti re nna ke dirile dilo tsa so because msadi wa ka wa nshapa ha ntritip sharp ene ke nna yo ke mmerekelang ke mdirela ntho engwe le nngwe so gana jalo a usi instead ya gore a focus gore a bolele le monna gae o busy o shalana le nna mrago o nroga ko difonung o mpitsa ka maina a mantsi. So nna Magwabeni ke no gopela dithapelo gore o nrapelele, o nrapelele. Le yena abutiwa gore wa abusiwa. Nna re di tsebe gore banna ba abusiwa ke basadi. Re tseba go le rena basadi re abusiwang. So ke no gopela dithapelo gore abuti Magwabeni Modimo a obe yena ya mpirang seata. Ga re nga maroga ka ofela ya mpitsang ka ona. Ga go be yena Modimo a yangang fetholela go ausu. So ke a leboga lena abuti gana kwa leng gona kare ha fonal a mfonela o nomputsa re ke dule jele wa itse go botlhoko. So ke a leboga abuti Magwabeni ka dithapelo tsa gago. Ke a tseba re gana kwa jele a sa leng gona o tla tswa kare Modimo o kgonile go ntsha Shadrach, Meshach le Abednego koko molong o ne ba tshetseng teng. So le yena o ka sa Modimo a ka sa palelo go montsha ene ke a rapela gore ngwanyanola a fapane le nna mo phunoma ka tlogelong sendela sendela ma go nroga gare ga difone a ke gone o roga motho mara le nna go tsa fitla mo ke gathalang teng so le nna ke motho ena nna a ka re tsa maya ke a ke propose a monna wa gae no monna wa gae o tle mo go nna ka o bana a bona gore ha a dulusega ko lenyalong la a leng ga lona ke a leboga.
I'm going to address this issue on so many different levels. The first one is the level of marriage. Marriage is a sacred and is a union between a man and a woman that God himself governs. So when there are issues in marriage, as a man, you don't go out and look for another woman to help you through your situations or your circumstance. That is cowardly behavior. What you do is you find elders and you speak to them about such things. And if it is abuse, you take it even further to our helpful police who can help you and sort your situation out. But you do not go and find another heart, which soon you will break. That is the first level I'm going to deal with it on. The second level is the level of this young lady. Yes, he has spoken to you and he has said to you that he's being abused and he is not happy where he is. But he's still married. He is still married. I would advise you, as a young woman who is fearful of God and who knows what God can do, is truly, honestly, find a way in which you can deal with the situation. I'll never tell you to leave the person that you love or the person that you are close to, but I do advise that a married man may not be the way to go. The third level I'm going to talk about this in is the simple level of just being respectful. Wives, it is so important that women come together in the season that we are in. It does not help that a woman attacks another woman because of a man. It cannot be. No, 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 no. Not in 2020. The situation is that the man has been dishonest. Deal with him directly. And advise this young girl. You were also once a young girl. You were also once a woman who was approached by a married man. Advise her. Don't shout, scream, and swear at her. Advise her as an older sister. Let her know that not only will you be praying for her, but you'll also be praying that she finds her partner.
Morning, Paul. My name is Rosani Colin Gabara from Zamin Komstein. My brother, can you please pray for me? I'm very, very struggling with job. And besides that, I've got a kid that I have to take care of. So I really need to be a good father, a responsible father who can take care of his kids and also his family. So please, my brother, can you please pray for me so that God can help me to get a permanent job so that my kids will never suffer at all. Thank you. Amen.
Thank you so much, Mr. Gabara. I really do appreciate your voice note. There are so many things that we are waiting for in life, and one of them is getting a job. But I do encourage, as I always do every single Sunday, that if you are still waiting for that job, volunteer. Many of the jobs I've received, I started off by volunteering and simply saying, let me be in your space, whether it be a place where I have passion for it or not. I was there. If they had to clean, I was cleaning. If they had to drive a car, I was driving the car. If you had to be cleaning and washing toilets, I was right there, trying to get the next opportunity. You see, opportunity comes while you are busy with something. But I will pray for you.
Morning, man of God. Can you please pray for me? I'm calling from Malanga. Can you please pray for me? I've got a problem with my husband. He's very judgmental. Always criticizing. There's nothing good I do for Yena. He can even say what you like. If we go together, more shopping, he can even say, what would my colleague say? Even if Kisha, but there's no problem. I think he keep pride. Maybe I'm not good enough for him. May you pray for me. For Kufano, one Zilla, or Zilla Gifi. Because this is stressing me.
As we go on, you try to dress up and make up and be the best that you can be for your partner, and your partner continues to just belittle you. He does not even notice you. He does not even see you. Then who is he seeing? If he can't compliment you, who is he complimenting? Should you still be presenting yourself to a person who cannot acknowledge you? How straining it is to push a relationship by yourself. How straining it is to be the only one trying to put your best foot forward. What do you do when it seems as if it is over, but the person refuses to tell you that it's over, and only their actions are leading you to understand that homo toyo angabas chamfuna? As queen of the woods, I want to dambori as queen of dambori. Ati chawa hapo ndi kombela upuru wanda ya unenda kubona uri ndi dobandi kwine hone. I'm going to be praying with you. 0826542446. That is where you and I can take all our issues to the King.
Good morning, man of God. Good morning, Paul. Today I come before you because I want you to help me to give the thanksgiving unto God. You know, I've spoken to you one day, I've asked you to pray for me, and you did. And at that time, I was at the verge of really losing hope. You prayed, I prayed with you. And trust you me, out of that faith and hope and belief, I'm now a proud mother. Actually, let me just put it in this way. We are now proud parents to a beautiful, beautiful boy, baby boy. And I just want to say to everyone out there, let's just learn to have faith and hope. And let's just learn to believe in our prayers. I know it sometimes gets a bit difficult and unease, but when you stay on your prayers and you believe in them and you keep on talking to God, trust you me, it does happen. I couldn't believe, but now I am holding my baby boy. He's healthy, he's handsome. Me and his dad, we can't stop thanking God for that. So today I just want to come before you saying, help me to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I've seen your work. I've seen your work. And I don't know. I don't know how to even thank. I feel like I'm not thanking him enough. So today I just want him to know that thank you very much, man of God, and thank you for the good show, and thank you for the good work that you do for us. It might just sound as only a Sunday show, but trust you me, it helps many out there. It has helped me. So thank you very much. Thank you, Capricorn. Keep on to Samantha Machi all the way in Kasti.
Father God, we can't thank you enough for what you do for us, oh God. Father, you are able. You are above all that we can ever imagine, oh God. Father, you are the life. Father, you are the very breath that we take, oh God. Father, I thank you. I thank you for the life you've blessed Samantha and her husband with. I thank you, oh God. I thank you that in the midst of danger where things could have taken place, Father, you protected her and you were with her. You grabbed her by the hand, oh God. Father, I thank you. Father, bless Gabara, Father, as he's praying for work, as he's praying for a job. Father, cover him with the blood of Jesus. Father, I pray for the woman who's dealing with an issue where a married man is in a relationship with her and her wife is after her, oh God. Father, may you bring clarity, bring perspective into her life, oh God. Father, I pray for the young man who has sent a voice note and also spoke to him, who was dealing with the issue of masturbation. Father, I bind that spirit in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Because when we ask, Father, you deliver, oh God. On time, every single time, and you are good. I thank you, God. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now, even forevermore. Nimpowa magwabeni, mduluwa msetegwa, muvenda mbikwa natombo, lone lavi vene asara.
For more podcasts, go to capricornfm.co.za and follow us on social media at Capricorn FM.